Florida's expectations for student learning are increasing as the state tries to align its standards with those adopted by more than 40 states. Those new standards, called the Common Core, will be in place by 2015. But stagnant student scores on this year's state exams show students are struggling with the higher expectations, and education officials are considering changing the way the state grades schools.
Obviously, the state board heard your concerns, the concerns of the superintendents, at our June board meeting. And one of the things that the chairman charged me with doing was coming back with a recommendation.
That's Florida's Education Commissioner Tony Bennett speaking Monday to a task force of state and local education officials. The State Board of Education convened the group to recommend changes to Florida's accountability formula, which rates schools on an A2F scale. Hillsborough County School Superintendent Mary Ellen Elias says a lot is at stake.
There is big money in accountability in Florida, and I think that's an important thing as well. So those schools that do particularly well can anticipate that they'll have the opportunity, that's part of this. So it is extremely important that we get this right.
Poor performing schools are also at risk of being overhauled by having their administrators removed, being converted into private or charter schools, or being shut down. Some school officials want the state to reinstate a rule preventing grades from dropping more than a letter. That happened last year when the state was in a similar position. Others want a pause or a revamp of the school accountability system until Common Core is completely in place. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.